Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the waypoint in this syndicated transmission, going out on the AM and FM dial, gaining 3 or 4 new affiliates a week. I want to thank all those fine, valiant stations. Please, listeners, be sure and support local sponsors in your area. Or if you're a local listener who has a business, sponsor the broadcast. It's another great way to get the truth out there. And we're also on WWCR, Global Shortwave, XM Satellite, re-airs this at night, and, of course, Infowars.com and PrisonPundit.com. You can listen to the audio streams or subscribe to the free podcast. We're also simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Can watch the / radio show via the video system, not just a simple video cam, but a full 4-camera shoot with the document cam, exclusive videos we play, and a lot more at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I'm going to try to get through a bunch of these calls and then go back into all the news that we have here today, and it's very important, but so are your calls. Scott in California says that he disagrees. So, Scott, you go to the head of the line. Go ahead.
Hey, man. I called because I wanted to give you grief, actually, about what I consider you to be dropping the ball. And that is, you know, we've been hearing hours and hours of broadcast about image protection with this MSNBC special, but with all of the InfoWars infrastructure and you being in close proximity, you have not covered what is unfolding to be one of the biggest stories of our lifetime in the Gulf. And you could be down there doing so much justice, and here we are just hearing total image, you know, protection. And it's getting, I'm wondering, what are you doing? Why are you diverting from this enormous story?
Well, Scott, I mean, we've had a lot of guests on. We've had people from Louisiana on. I've gotten hundreds of emails saying, why aren't I reporting that 40 million people are being evacuated and there's gun confiscation going on? Because it's not true. I mean, is that what you're talking about?
Well, what I'm talking about is, Alex, with your infrastructure.
Hold on a minute. Put him on hold. My infrastructure. I mean, I'm here just trying to keep the websites up under the traffic they're getting. I'm here trying to pay the bills. I'm not that big. I've got about 20 employees and contractors, and I spend most of my time trying to raise the money just to run the infrastructure. You say one of the biggest stories ever. I mean, we know that they're telling the media don't be on the beach. I just sent two guys for 4 or 5 days to Chicago where they're having the Army work with local police in door-to-door drills. That was in the television and MSNBC articles. So that, to me, was not getting attention. There was a few articles about literal gun confiscation drills, and I barely had the money to send the guys to Chicago for 4 days. I mean, it's not in our budget. And you're saying, get down to the Gulf. Well, you know what? I'd love to go to the Gulf and be down there by the beach and be able to have the wanderlust satisfied and look at a bunch of oil and some dead dolphins and have some guys run up and say, get off the beach and, you know, upload it to YouTube and get 1 million views. I think it's a diversion. It's a horrible thing that's happening, Scott. I'm going to go back to you, so don't hang up. I think it's a horrible thing that's happening down there, but compared to the UN about to vote, the Congress about to vote for an embargo and to board Iranian ships that leave their country, saying they're not allowed to have any trade, that's an act of war, and Israel saying they're getting ready for World War III and to launch nukes, you know, that's in the Times of London Associated Press. Nuclear war is a lot bigger than 50 million barrels or whatever it is, or 50 million gallons, excuse me, not 50 million barrels, bloody beam worse, 50 million gallons of oil in the Gulf. So, number one, I mean, I don't like to be praised. We're going to go to break, come back to you, Scott. I don't like people calling and telling me what a great job I'm doing, because I'm doing my duty, and I am actually self-critical, and I'm always trying to do a better job. But conversely, I don't like being criticized about what I need to do. You know, I cover the oil spill probably an hour or more a day total. Today, even more. We got a full hour just of Pastor Lindsey Williams talking about it. We're taking your phone calls. And then I'm bad.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, if you just joined us, Scott in California called in and said, you're not covering the oil spill, the biggest story ever, which I resent. That's not true. We've been covering it. And all you're doing is image control. No, I mean, we probably spent 30 minutes yesterday on the Chris Matthews thing, probably 5 minutes today, mentioning that people are calling for a boycott of MSNBC. MSNBC coming out and saying that if you call government takeover of healthcare bad, you're a racist, and implying that anybody who's against world government is going to carry out terror attacks, that is the whole Homeland Security setup to frame the American people. Ahead of stage terror attacks. But it really sounds like a red herring to me, Scott, that you're calling in telling me that I'm not covering the oil spill when I've covered it a lot more than really anything else lately. And I think overall the situation with Iran is much more important. Scott, did you hear me earlier read that the Iranians, we have an Infowars.com article Kurt Nemo wrote, linking to the Iranian government's announcements on press TV, that if the UN goes ahead with its fourth round of sanctions, which includes a blockade of Iranian ships coming and going, that's an act of war, and that they're going to start boarding other people's vessels. I mean, really, I think that's the biggest issue. Secondarily, I think the world economic implosion going on with the central banks looting us and then foisting this unpayable debt on our backs is big. I happen to know there have been bigger oil spills in the Middle East, in their gulfs, and bigger oil spills in Indonesia, and one as big a few years ago in the Gulf in Mexico. The media is hyping this. I do think it's a false flag. I think all the evidence, I've gone over it here, but to mention it, I better repeat it. You've got BP CEO dumping 33% or more of their stock. You've got Goldman Sachs being the co-chair of BP when this happened. You've got them dumping 44% and then more in a second sale the day of, but in the month before and up to 2 days before, dumping 44%, a record amount just on that oil company. You have BP being a top globalist company that's invested tens of billions of dollars in global carbon taxes. You have Obama blocking the local communities from protecting their estuaries in the 2 weeks they had to get the systems up, blocking the Dutch and the Norwegians and others with their big mega skimmers that they had in the area that could have really mitigated things, stopping an immediate burn off at the site. They're now igniting a flare. They think it'll burn about 10% of it. They've got another mitigation. They think it's about 30% of it. So that cuts it by 40%. They should have immediately torched it and lit the thing on fire. Then you would have just had the carbon dioxide off gassing. And I'm not an oil expert. I just go to what the experts have always done and did immediate research on those subjects. So what else am I supposed to do? I mean, coming up in T-minus 49 minutes, we got Lindsey Williams on, going over this more. I just think with everything going on in the world, I'm not the bad guy here, Scott. I mean, what do? Send two guys to the coast or not do my radio show and walk away from something that reaches millions of people and go to the coast and show a dead dolphin and have some BP guys walk up and say, get out of here, get off my coastline, and go file a complaint that my rights are being violated. I mean, Scott, tell me how to do it, because I do need advice, but I don't think I should be criticized, because I can't do everything. Sir, I'm tonight my son calls me every day at about 4 or 5 and says, Daddy, are you coming home? And I tell him no. And last night, Daddy didn't come home until about 10. And tonight, Daddy didn't come home to maybe midnight. I'm working on a film. I mean, I don't know how I run websites, make business decisions on what to fund, what not to fund, deal with employee issues, deal with my own household, my children, deal with making films, doing a radio show 4 hours a day, turn down all these magazine, newspaper, and radio interviews. Explain to me, Scott, how I can do more for you.
Well, it's not more for me, and let's dialogue. You'll get information that it doesn't even pan out, that you'll run up to Hardin, Montana in 24-hour notice. You'll report that FEMA's using outhouses to beat people because somebody told you. But this is a huge story.
Hold on a minute. I never said FEMA's using outhouses to beat people.
Making a little joke like you would. But my point is, just like the post office thing, that's what I'm talking about. Anyhow, the point is this. Yesterday.
Well, wait a minute. The post office is expanding these little secret prisons. I know it has dual use for postal inspector investigations with employees and to surveil the people down on the shipping floor. But there is a program to use the post offices as emergency forced inoculation centers as part of the Model Health Emergency Powers Act. And because let me go over each thing you're saying here, because this isn't true. There is a program to use these post offices. And with the Hardin, Montana situation, the same companies now in Texas, we had an article about this 2 weeks ago, trying to get other municipalities to build more private prisons. That guy was a felon up there running that. There were blueprints that said alien detention center. They did want to use it. That was on CNN to hold people from Camp X-Ray. They did have police on the side of their vehicles. And so I went and checked into that because we didn't know. And I wanted to be there to see exactly what was happening. We know what's going on in the Gulf. We've had reporters on that we trust, radio talk show hosts and others that live down there. We know what's going on in the Gulf. Okay? That doesn't make sense.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on, Scott.
Okay, excellent. Alex, seriously, this is everybody from the esoteric to the scientific are talking about the global implications of this. you do have the ability to go down
there. Yeah, the media is hyping the living dynasty. Put him on hold again. I'm not going to get up here. People for 2 weeks been telling me, say they're evacuating 40 million people. Say there's martial law. The whole country's under a form of martial law. I'm just not going to report that. Okay? And you say the esoteric. Okay, let me read. I mean, let's do what you want here. Wormwood is the Greek, is a star or angel that appears in the biblical New Testament book of Revelation. And wormwood falls into the ocean. And it's mentioned in Deuteronomy, Jeremiah, and a bunch of other places. Interpretations of Revelation 8:10 here. And, of course, no one in 6 months will say that, okay, you were right, it wasn't the end of the world. And it didn't kill a third of the entire ocean on the world. Okay, no one. It'll just be Alex is bad. He's covering up wormwood. So here, okay, it's the end of the world, and wormwood, a star fell and hit the oil platform, and it's just, and let's have some Nostradamus, some vague Nostradamus here for you. You know, let's go ahead and read over this for people here. Let's get into this for people. Futurist interpretations, and then it gets into the oil spill and wormwood. This from the Christian-Forum.net. It says, in the last days, or should we look worse things to happen? Revelation 8:5, and the angel took the canister and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth, and there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. 6 and 7 angels, which had the 7 trumpets, prepared themselves to sound. And people say, look, there were earthquakes in Haiti and Chile. So that means, no, there's always earthquakes. I mean, I just go off what I can prove here, okay? The first angel sounded, and there were followed a hail and fire mingled with blood. So hail and fire is falling, and blood. Sounds like nuclear war to me. Doesn't sound like an oil rig. The first angel, now, if they attack Iran, this may end up happening. But I'm not supposed to talk about that. I'm supposed to. The esoteric says, Alex, the first angel sounded, and there were hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees was burned up. A third part of the earth's trees were burned up. Well, has that happened? And all green grass was burned up. And the second angel sounded, and it was with a great mountain burning, and fire was cast into the sea. So they say, oh, look at Iceland. Now, that just happened. And the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures that were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. A third of the animals aren't dead. A third of the ships aren't destroyed. Verse 10. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. An asteroid, folks. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And 11. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters came Wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were bitter. And the fourth angel sounded. Now, what kind of star can fall? Hydrogen bomb? Nuclear radiation fallout? Contaminating the water? And the fourth angel sounded. And the third part of the sun was smitten, the third part of the moon, the third part of the stars, so the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for part of it, and the night likewise. 13, and I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, whoa, 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 like you're in deep trouble, buddy, to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of other voices of the trumpet and the three angels, which are yet to sound. I mean, this is not the end of the world with this oil leaking, okay? What is it you don't understand? There have been bigger oil leaks in the ocean before. It is not good, but they are not evacuating 40 million people. That is not happening, okay? That is not going on. That is not happening. We're not covering that up. Wormwood has not fallen. A third of the earth's men are not dying right now of poison. A third of the trees and all of the grass is not burned up. A third of the ships are not destroyed. A third of the life in the ocean is not dead. The media is hyping this as a diversion. Just like after 9/11, that's all that was on the news for 4 or 5 months. That's all anybody would talk about. While they were busy taking over. Stay there, Scott. I'm going to have you continue here, and I'm not going to spend much more time with you, though. Okay, you mean you're on the air, and all you're doing is complaining about me. Tell us the big revelation. Tell us about what it is we must know about the stupid BP oil leak.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 17, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1238.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1271.33, 635.66 for a half ounce, or 317.83 for the quarter ounce. That's 1271.33, 635.66, or 317.83.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
All right, let me finish up with Scott and have him make his point. Then I got to move on to David, Truthmaster, Mark, Kyle, and others that have got their points to make. And I've got a bunch of news to get to before Lindsey Williams comes on to talk about the oil spill. Okay, Scott, go ahead.
Hey, man. I said the wide spectrum. I didn't just say the esoteric. I said the esoteric to the scientific. But let me go further with this. You got people like Richard Hoagland who's talking about the enormous gas bubble that they're seeing. You got questions about the czars, questions about the Corexit, all the dispersants that they're throwing down. There's so much about this story that only the alternative media has been telling. And you, who allegedly has the biggest footprint in the alternative media, has been talking about Chris Matthews. Nobody a year from now is going to be worried about that MSNBC piece that was done. But when all those people, all your listeners down in the South are going to be wondering, where was Alex Jones, an American reporter, where was he? Why was he talking about other things and diverting away from a story about something that decimated us?
Scott, this is a hoax. I mean, you ought to go work for MSNBC yourself. It's a hoax. And they're going to wonder, where was Alex on the Gulf oil spill talking about it probably more than I should have? We've been talking about it for 25 minutes with you. I was talking about it in the first hour. I was talking about it in the last hour. It's just, I shouldn't have spent so much time with Scott. It's just when you talk to somebody who doesn't hear anything you say, I just talked about this person. I'm talking to Lindsey Williams about it next hour. That was just bizarre. Just bizarre. Very strange. Very, very strange. David in South Carolina, sorry to have you hold that long. Go ahead.
Are you there, Alex?
Yes, sir. Go ahead and turn that radio off.
Oh, that's the computer. That's how I'm listening to you.
No, I understand, but I can hear the last caller. Yeah, I can hear him.
My question not about the Gulf or Iran. My question is about, Obama instructed the U.N. ambassador to vote on global gun control treaty. And that goes to show you right here, Alex, while Obama got planned, you might well say he already had defaced our Constitution.
Hold on, David. According to Scott, I need to hang up on you right now. We can't talk about Obama supporting a global gun ban treaty with the UN, which does directly threaten our Second Amendment, or our Attorney General, who says we have no right to own guns. David, you only can talk about the Gulf.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, David. I got to let you go. Okay? Where was David? Where was Alex when the UN was passing a treaty to ban our guns? Well, we were talking about the oil spill. Sorry, David. No, I appreciate your call, David. That is important. We have talked about it. And let's get Larry Pratt on next week. I know that'll make Scott mad, but let's get Larry Pratt on next week for about 30 minutes about the UN treaty. That's very serious. It also shows us the intent of the White House. Truth Master, you're on the air. Better be about the oil spill. Go ahead.
Okay, well, first of all, this oil spill nonsense is exactly what that is. It's nonsense. I can tell you that back in the 70s, I think it was 72, the exact same thing happened. They tried the exact same procedures. They didn't call it Top Hat. They called it Operation Sombrero. They tried the top fill. They tried all of that stuff. The only thing that worked was drilling, and it gushed uncontrollably for 90 days. Exact same thing happened right there in the Gulf. Everybody forgot about that, but the media made a huge deal about it back then as well. It's just a distraction.
Because they know something that's like a ticking clock that's day-to-day is a soap opera, just like Chandra Levy before the globalists carried out 9/11. And here they are, lining the aircraft carriers, the missiles up, getting ready to board the Iranian ships. Iran says this means war. Israel's going on board ships. The globalists are trying to do everything they can to start World War III. And when people say, where was Alex when World War III was being set up, I was here covering it. It's kind of like 2 months, 3 months before the flu thing started. I said, they're gearing up for flu hype. I don't know if it's going to be real or if it's going to be staged, but they're getting ready for martial law. And I had government documents. I had eyewitnesses. And then I got accused by the COINTELPRO of fear-mongering about the flu when I was the one saying it was a hoax. Now, that's mind control, isn't it?
It is. And see, the thing is that as a truth master, I go around and I wake up as many people as I can. Typically, I get on average 20 to 30 people a year. Now, I can tell you that all of these people that are just roaming around, that are just got their heads buried in the sand, are talking about this Gulf oil spill. People at work, everywhere.
And they're saying something's got to be done, and the media's saying Obama's getting tough with a new tax. They're going to tax us instead of going after BP. But the other thing is, Truthmaster, is I feel guilty. I've been spending too much time on the stinking spill. You give me your vote. Am I spending too much time, not enough time, or just right on the issue?
I say you're spending too much time on it, and I had one other point I wanted to cover in regards to...
Stay there, though, but it better be on the oil spill. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yep, coming to you from a little place called Texas.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen.
Right the sack outside.
All right, look, I need to get into more of the news, and then we've got Lindsey Williams coming up to cover the oil spill. But it's like an oxymoron when somebody criticizes me for something that isn't real. It's like it gets stuck in my head, and then I'll get hundreds of emails saying, why did you have that idiot on that long? It just really frustrates me because I cover what I think is important. And that doesn't mean I'm always right, but I've been doing this longer than most people, and I've got a pretty good record of being spot on. But it's my radio show. I mean, you know, I'm not bad. I'm not the one sending the IRS after you to take your property. I'm not the one launching the new wars. I'm not the offshore banks selling derivatives to our government and creating a debt black hole that's impossible to pay back. I'm simply somebody here trying to get people motivated to take action and be leaders in their own right. But so many times in history, the people that get smashed are the ones that stand up against the evil. You know, the crowd says, no, we don't like you for telling us about the problem. You didn't tell us about it right. Now, I want to get into Iran threatens to stop Western ships if subjected to cargo inspection. This is big news. I know the media isn't talking about it every 5 minutes and saying something must be done. And, you know, oh, and the media cares so much about the public. And what's Obama going to do? And everyone feels like they've been wronged and gets all angry because the TV tells you so. But they don't tell you to get mad at the bankers. They don't tell you to get mad at the military-industrial complex that wants to pass laws to secretly arrest you and be able to torture you. No. All the big issues we're not supposed to be upset about. We're all whipped up into this big fury, which is much ado about nothing. And we've also got Bruno Brewiler, who I've talked to, been a guest on the show, gave us some great video that we put in some of the documentaries. I've seen We Are Change Los Angeles people get beat up by the cops for having a video camera on the street. I've seen the folks that went into the live program. They're on HBO with Bill Maher. They've done a lot of good work. And this time, well, here's the headline. We Are Change LA organizer faces terrorist charge. And so we'll spend about 10 minutes with him and then go back to your calls. But finishing up with Truthmaster in Florida, you had one other point you wanted to make, Truthmaster.
Yes, and I would say this is one of the most important points of the day. In regards to the New World Order, that's a failed elite plan. There's a true plan that there's no stopping that I like to refer to as the true world order. And that is what's going to be inheriting the earth here coming shortly after the extinction of most of the lower 92% of the population. And so my point I just wanted to put out to most people as a Freemason myself, you need to get yourselves ascended to a higher top 10% in the categories of everyone else who's alive right now. If you can't, I'm sorry, but you're just not going to be able to make it. Only those people who've got their minds completely awakened and enlightened. Enlightenment is the key. Awakening of the egoic consciousness. Only those people who can pass those tests and those trials are going to survive to see.
Well,
the
Truthmaster, let me say this. The New World Order system is that higher level Freemasonic system. And whether it's the Earth First Battalion at the Pentagon or any of these groups, they say that they are going to purge the earth of at least 90% of us because our consciousness isn't right. But I see these very globalists as the ones causing so many of our problems. And so what you're saying is pure, you know, a New World Order speak. And I mean, is this what they teach at your Masonic Lodge?
Well, here's the difference, though. Here's where the confusion comes in. The, as hard as it may be to understand, the elite, they're pawns. They're just being used, and they think they're building their new world order, and yet they're only setting up the true world order.
I understand. They're being used to test the true Illuminati, and by them oppressing the people, it will force the true humans to rise up and take dominion over the planet, and so that the real Illuminati, I had, you know, a business, a computer company owner here in town tell me, you know, Alex, you know, you're really the Illuminati because you're fighting tyranny. And it's all just a hall of mirrors. But, I understand that philosophy, and Jesus is the brother of Lucifer, and they're really just twins. And it just goes on and on. But I find the fruits of that is the degradation and tyranny we see today. What do you say to that, Truth Master?
That's true. That's 100% true. But like I said, it's just, I don't know how you would, flushing out the true inheritance of seeds that were placed long ago that are now...
Who do you believe Lucifer is?
Lucifer is the Eastern Star. He is...
the Morning Star, which Christ is also referred to, and that's where you guys get that he's Lucifer. Guys, pull up, go to YouTube. Mason says he worships Lucifer or Sweet Lucifer. And you can walk up to a high-level Mason, and most of them will admit it. Like, you got the camera off? Yes, I love Lucifer. Lucifer is so good. Oh, my God. Lucifer's soon going to be here with us. Oh, it's so wonderful. And then, meanwhile, those very Masons are on TV going, there's no occult. There's no New World Order. We've got a local program to get your kids in a DNA database. We are going to help everyone. So Lucifer is loving? Is Lucifer pure and virtuous and good?
Lucifer is upon himself. A pawn. He is also a pawn that is being used to corrupt these high-level people who have souls that do not have the ability to withstand against these tyrannies and these evils. And like
all right,
I said,
all right, listen, I appreciate your call. Okay, I'm just telling you, out of that whole Masonic thing you're into flows this. And the low-level Masons, they're not even aware that it's a cult. And then people that get into the inner sanctums of Freemasonry, you know, they find out that it is Lucifer, but Lucifer is really Jesus. And look, any religion where it's secret, any religion where they've got an outer temple and an inner temple, you better look out, okay? Okay, any religion where you're not allowed to know what's going on, you know, and what the secret inner priesthood is doing, any government, any system, any governmental system that operates like that, you better watch it, okay? Because it's always about that inner group manipulating and controlling the outer group. But I'm done talking about it. Oh, boy. Let me just hit this article, and then we'll go to Bruno, who really needs your help right now. And I've seen this so many times. It just shows the bona fide tyranny we're living under in this nation. And I've seen it over and over again. And we've had guests on, like the guest who exposed government corruption. So a year and a half, the judge has held the guy in contempt without a contempt hearing and has now told him you'll be in prison for life in the jail. I mean, you know, just this is tyranny. Take him away to the dungeon. Take him away. You done with you. We'll talk to you in 30 years after you've been clapped in irons. That will teach you rabble the respect of the crown. That's basically what we're talking about here. But here's the big news. Now, this, to me, is the big kahuna. This is what matters. Iran threatens to stop Western ships if subjected to cargo inspection. Iran's parliament has warned it will respond in kind to inspections of its ships under a fourth round of sanctions imposed on the country by the UN Security Council. A new round of sanctions are being drafted by the United States and the European Union. We warn the U.S. and certain adventurous countries that if they are tempted to inspect Iranian air and ship cargoes, we will take tough action against their ships in the Persian Gulf and Sea of Oman, said Iranian Parliament Speaker Ali Larjani on Wednesday evening. Larjani said any retaliation move will be part of the country's policy to defend national interest, according to the Fars News Agency. That's their main national publication, state-owned system. The Iranian parliament calls the government to not lessen the level of uranium enrichment below 20% since these countries have violated the Non-Proliferation Treaty and refused to provide 20% enriched fuel for Tehran's research reactor. Yeah, Tehran has asked for uranium that cannot be used in any weapon. Then they offered to give their uranium to France. They said no. Then to Turkey. No. Then Brazil. No. No. First Obama said, yeah, give it to Turkey. They'll enrich it to prove it isn't for bombs. Okay, here's all our uranium. No, that deal's off the table now. We're moving nukes, subs in, and aircraft carriers. We're going to start boarding your ships. Nothing's allowed in. They can only refine roughly half of the oil. Okay, they have a lot of oil, but not the refinery system. Those are expensive. I mean, it's hard to build up a society, folks. It's hard to build up a civilization. And this isn't cheap. That's when they blew up Belgrade. It was such a problem. They blow up anything with bombardments that's self-sufficient. And so Iran's getting self-sufficient, and the globalists are like, we're going to blow the hell out of you. And this will Muslims are going to riot all over the world. The Iranians are going to go into Iraq. The globalists will stage terror attacks, say Iran did it, and World War III is off the races, and China said they may get involved, and so is Russia. I mean, folks, this is serious business. But, you know, once our ships are getting hit by missiles and there's death, the American flags are going to go out. Good old boys are going to be, I don't care if the government's got to raise my taxes. Forget what happened with the economy. We're in a war, and I want to kill me an Arab. Ooh. And then you won't worry about Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan ripping you off. You won't worry about the open borders and illegal aliens. You won't worry about all the tyranny. You won't worry about that because you're going to be in a war. And while they're getting their war ready, they blew that oil cap. There's every piece of evidence points at that as a pretext. You know, I love Lindsey Williams, but no, I don't think the elite knew this was coming and dumped their stock because they had a Ouija board. They knew what was coming and they dumped the stock because they pulled this. Either they ordered it to be done, or the evidence is showing that for 2 weeks the people on those oil rigs were throwing fits, saying, look, this is going to blow up. This has never been done this way. You're not putting cement in and mud. You're putting water in. This is going to blow out. This is dangerous. So they gave them orders that they knew were going to cause it to blow up. For the political diversion you now see, I told you 50-something days ago Obama was going to call for a carbon tax to clean this up. And now what's he done? I mean, come on. Come on. The reason this oil thing is big news is the feds wouldn't let the states protect themselves because the feds are out of control and the states have been castrated. Why did the states follow? I mean, that's an issue for people in Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Alabama. Why are you letting your state houses sit there till it was too late and not put up their own booms, their own sandberms? Why did you let Barack Hussein, Barry Sataro, Obama tell you what to do? Meanwhile, while we're talking about this, they're getting ready for World War III, and the banks are stealing trillions a month. All right, I'm going to shut up now and get to this important article. It's up at wearechange.org. It's also up at infowars.com. We Are Change LA organizer faces terrorist charge, and you can read it. He was making faces the judge didn't like, and I see this all the time now. Then the cops grabbed him. He didn't resist. There's witnesses to this. And they said, we don't care, boy, you attacked us. And this is the new thing. Cops will beat you up on camera and send you to, remember Kelly Rushing? They charged him with threatening police for giving him a Ron Paul and one of my videos, charging one count for each video. And then it was in the news. They said he's facing, was it two counts, 3 years, 6 years, 7 years in prison for giving out videos. A lot of these cops don't see us as humans. They enjoy throwing milk cows in prison. We are seen as slaves. And when a slave gets uppity, they got to be put in their place. Well, a slave out in L.A., Command Base Central for the New World Order on the West Coast, they're trying to send this 9/11 truther, who I know, Bruno Brewiler, to the Huskow. Bruno, tell us what you're facing and how we can help you.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm facing, if they succeed in with their charges, I'm facing 3 years in prison. They charged me with two felony resisting arrests, which means I got violent. But there's witnesses that said when they asked me to turn around and put my hands behind my
back. But it's going to be their word against a god. Their word against a god. You're just a scum American. But yeah. Please continue. Okay, yeah, so that's on. But tell folks how this all started, though.
Oh, I was in court in the audience for a friend, and the judge didn't like the facial expressions I was making. I mean, if I were nodding in agreement with her, then, of course, she wouldn't have said anything. And I wasn't even aware of the facial expression.
Oh, she'll show you, scum. You don't get uppity with a god. His officers are going to show you. The mafia's got the courts now. He's going to show you, Bruno. So tell us what happened, blow by blow.
So I walked out. She told the bailiff to take me out or to remove me, but I walked out on my own accord, no resistance. They closed the door behind me, and I just asked the police officers for their IDs, which they're required to by law to show their IDs. And before I knew it, they were asking me to turn around, put my hands behind my back.
Boy, you did get up at it. You actually talked to a god?
Yep. They called me crazy because I was standing up for my rights. I was speaking, about the rights.
Did Moses look directly at God, or did he look at a burning bush? Again, this is God level. You don't look upon the face of your king, your leader. The blood flows through your veins because of those police, those bailiffs. I'm going to quit being sarcastic. You're facing serious jail time. So what happened next?
They tacked on a terrorist threat, the whole time I was just speaking about the importance that the police work with the people, the police need to be with the people and not with enforcing the fraud of the courts. And, you know, this guy was just out of control. He was a hothead, and he just slapped major felony charges against me. It's just ruthless and tyrannical. And so I'm going to the courts right now, and I need money. I need help. This is very expensive, and I have a strong case because I have witnesses and I have the truth on my side.
Here's the deal.
Unfortunately,
we need official oppression, racketeering, civil rights violation, frame up here. What you need is a good constitutional lawyer in the Southern California area that wants to protect you. We got that. For Jeremy Tallis, goes by German Tallis, when they did the Bush setup with the girl in the wheelchair for Fox News,
right.
Came out of the dark, and then they said, you're facing a decade in prison. He wouldn't plea bargain. The Secret Service agent got up on stand and said, I will not lie. They attacked him, and they had to release him, and the New York Post had to retract. With you, it's the same deal, and you need a constitutional lawyer. How do they contact you?
You can reach me at through the if I give you the email address. I don't want to give my email address over the radio.
Bruno, we want to help you. So is there a way for people to get in touch with you?
Yeah, contact me through the, you know what, I'll just go ahead and do it. It's BRUHWILER, the number 8. That's my first initial and last name, BRUHWILER8@gmail.com. You can go to wacla.org, that's WACLA.org. And also, there's free-bruno.org. And I gotta, there's a lot of fans out there of yours that have helped me. I gotta, throw out some names, David in Chile, Alejandro, and my brother Jay Black and his company Joomla XPC. They're huge fans. These are all truthers around the world. My brothers in Weird Change Holland, that's Robin and Paul, and Weird Change New York, Dan, and everyone here in L.A. has been so, the love has been
unbelievable. Well, Bruno, that is awesome, and but again, especially in L.A., they're just, take them away to the dungeon. There's no judge, no jury, no nothing, you're just gone, but in this case, there is a judge who sicked his thugs on you, and these guys are so inhuman. They've had their souls sucked out to the point of you're not human to them, and all they want to do is put you in prison.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
We got Lindsey Williams coming up because listeners wanted to be able to talk to him and ask him questions, so we'll have to clear the phone lines out once he's on with us and just open the phones up for specific questions for Lindsey Williams at 1-800-259-9231. Bruno Brewiler of We Are Change LA, a great guy. We've interviewed him 4 or 5 times in the past with news stories they've been working on out in Los Angeles. And it's a real shame to see this. And look, I don't like bashing police, but police are the enforcers for this out of control, illegitimate government. And more, we've all seen the videos of cops just beating the daylights out of somebody and then setting them up and charging them with attacking the cops on video. Cops don't care if you have video of them beating you up. They will then say, it's not enough I broke your nose. I'm going to charge you with assaulting me now. And Bruno's got all these witnesses. You need to subpoena the surveillance camera tapes. And just don't plea bargain, whatever you do, and push it all the way to a trial. And just literally almost wear a mask, or the judge will say you're being disrespectful, life in prison. And I'm not joking about Los Angeles. I mean, it is just a pit of evil where real criminals are released, citizens. Look, it's about letting slaves know. It's like the movie, it's not Ants. What's the name of it? About A Bug's Life, where they say if we let one of those ants stand up to us, they'll all stand up. And I've seen it. I mean, I've experienced it. And cops are now taught, look, citizens are scum. It's better just to get them in the criminal justice system. That way we get their Second Amendment rights. That way they're in the system. So go ahead and frame people. Go ahead and get them to the system. This is how we protect America. They've been taught that criminality is good. Now, how many cops are bearing false witness against you?
There's two main ones and then probably a third one.
I should say bailiffs. Are these bailiffs or cops?
They're cops in the court.
So these are court worshipers. These are Praetorian Guard to keep,
yes,
you know, who are there every day where kids are being taken, money's being taken, the court's gorging itself fat and bloated like a giant tick off the people of L.A. Here comes a slave that gets uppity, away to the dungeon.
Yeah, exactly. And it takes, you know, I've got a strong case. If I can get a good attorney who will stand up to the judges, you know, I'm being, you know, even in the court, they're railroading me through the procedures. They're violating procedural processes. And so I need someone who can stand up to the
judge.
Well,
you need to put continuances in. You need to prepare your case.
Yeah, we've got one continuance in, so we've got a few weeks. Again, I have a strong.
Tell me about these cops, though. I mean, did their eyes glare with pleasure as they set you up and let you know you were being charged? Little man, little American, I've got you. I'm ruining your future. I lie about people all day, and I pack the prisons. I'm a hardcore crook.
You should have seen the pleasure on his face when he said, oh, I'm going to charge you with terrorist threat. And he made his underling be a witness. You're going to be a witness. He ordered him to be a false witness. And he had this glee, his smile on his face.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, there's so many Americans to dominate. This government's given us so much power to abuse them. Thank you, New World Order. Thank you. There's no end to these slaves. And they bend over to all of it. Oh, give us everything. I'll give the bankers all the money. Just give me petty power. And that's the worst part about a tyranny is all these petty nobodies get to just run wild and have this false status over everyone else. Bruno, we're in your corner. Give people the... go ahead. Give us
tell people to go to WACLA.org. There's a chip in there. Please go there. It's easy to donate any amount, $5, $10, $100, whatever you can give.
Yeah, Bruno, we're out of time. Bruno, we'll talk to you as this develops. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we're out of time. All right, we're going to come back with the next hour. Stay with us. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.